Speaking on this program is Paul Meacham, Jr.
Do you believe in the Antichrist? Maybe you said yes. Do you believe in the Antichrist that the Bible talks about? Maybe you're still saying yes without really knowing what the Bible says. Many times on radio and television, we hear the Antichrist talked about and preached about in such a way that really makes us afraid of some world power that is coming. But does the Bible describe the Antichrist in such a way? If you would, open your Bible to 1 John chapter 2. We're going to begin by looking at verse 18. Here, the great apostle John says, "Little children, it is the last hour. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour." John begins this address by referring to these Christians as his little children. This is a term of great love. In fact, this term is not found many times in the Bible. It occurs only 11 times. 9 of those times, John uses it himself. Paul used it once, writing to the Galatians, and the other time it was used by Christ himself. 5 of the 9 times that John uses this phrase, little children, we find it right here in this second chapter of 1 John. This indicates to us that John loved these people. He viewed them spiritually as his children in the faith. Now, this was not a relationship like a Catholic priest tries to develop, but rather John saw this as a situation where he taught them the truth and he trained them. And much like Paul considered the young man Timothy to be his son in the faith, John had that feeling toward these Christians, and he loved them as one who provided for them education and guidance in the Word. John, as an apostle of Christ, was fulfilling his role as an apostle in doing so. We see that he may have very well taken this phrase from the address that Jesus used himself. John chapter 13 and verse 33, it's recorded, "Little children, I shall be with you a little while longer." This was Jesus addressing his disciples. We later knew them as the apostles. He was about to leave. Shortly he would be crucified. He would be raised from the dead, and later he would ascend back into heaven. And he was comforting them, and in doing so referred to them as his little children. Turning our attention back to verse 18 then, you see that John says, "You have heard." This entire section of Scripture is a warning. A warning from the apostle John to these Christians who he dearly loved. He's telling them this is not the first warning that they've heard. Now, sometimes when a phrase like this is used, it refers back to an Old Testament prophecy that spoke about the matter earlier. That does not seem to be the case in this passage. There is no Old Testament prophecy that clearly and easily matches what John is saying here. However, there are other things we read in other New Testament writings that indicate what this warning might have been. Some have ascribed it, and I believe falsely so, to the term of the false Christ in Matthew 24 and Mark 13. There, the Christians, the apostles rather, were talking with Jesus, and he was giving them some signs that would indicate to them when Jerusalem and the temple would be destroyed. And he says that one of those signs is that false Christs will arise. That doesn't seem to fit with the warning that is being given here. However, there is another warning, or another series of warnings that we find in the New Testament that does fit very well. We can see in the Bible that the early church was constantly warned about an apostasy that was to come. In 1 Timothy 4 and verse 1, Paul wrote, "Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons." Notice Paul said this would occur in the latter times. John referred here in verse 18 to the fact that they know that they are in the last hour, or the last times. This seems to be a very good fit as to the warning that John was referring to. In 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 3, Paul said, "Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day, that return of Christ, will not come unless the falling away comes first." The church was warned that there was going to be an apostasy. Paul warned the young preacher Timothy in 2 Timothy 3, beginning in verse 1, about a series of terrible things that were going to happen. And he says, "Know this, that in the last days," again, this fits the time period that John is discussing in 1 John chapter 2. We see then that the church was warned there would be a falling away, an apostasy. We also see that this warning was given to a number of individuals. Paul warned the elders from the church in Ephesus in Acts chapter 20, beginning in verse 28. "Take heed therefore to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God which he purchased with his own blood." Now, why was Paul giving this warning? He said, "For I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Also, from among yourselves, men will rise up, speaking perverse things, to draw away the disciples after themselves. Therefore, watch, and remember that for 3 years I did not cease to warn everyone night and day with tears. We can see from this that Paul was giving a very strong warning to the elders of the church at Ephesus. Even from among them, even from among the elders, men would rise up and draw away disciples after themselves. Jesus warned his disciples in Luke 21, verse 34, "Take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, that the day come upon you unexpectedly." Even among those who traveled with Jesus as he walked this earth, it was possible that they would fall away, and he's giving them warning not to do so, not to leave the faith. In 1 Corinthians 9, beginning in verse 26, the Apostle Paul wrote, "Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air. But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified." Paul was warning others by telling them that he constantly reminded himself that he could fall away. He could become disqualified. His faith could be shipwrecked. Because of this, Paul worked diligently to remain faithful to God. The Hebrews writer in chapter 12, beginning in verse 14, says, "Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord, looking diligently lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled." The church had been constantly warned there would be a great falling away from the truth. Individuals were constantly warned, "Don't be the one who falls away. The falling away is going to come, but it doesn't have to be you. You do not have to leave the truth." Here John is giving them a similar warning. He's talking about a very specific apostasy, but he's warning them not to fall away from the truth. And he's telling them, you've heard this warning before. Going back to our text then, in verse 18, he also says that there are many antichrists. Now, at the beginning of the program, I asked if you believe in the antichrist. I asked if you believe in the Antichrist of the Bible. Many today who talk about the Antichrist refer to some world ruler, someone who will come to power and cause great tribulation and havoc for the church. Yet the Bible talks about the Antichrist as being more than one. It said here, many antichrists have come. John is referring to the fact that there were already many there who were antichrists. Most of the religious world seeks this single antichrist. Notice these quotations from prominent premillennial preachers of the 20th century. "Today, the man who will command this economic and military colossus is alive and well on planet Earth." See, it refers to a single man who will be the Antichrist. A second quotation, "And heading up this 10-nation confederacy will be a man," again a single man, "of such magnetism and power, he will become the greatest dictator the world has ever known. He will be the Antichrist." You see the idea here of a single antichrist, one who will rule the world in an evil way. But that is not what we're reading from 1 John chapter 2. We're reading of many antichrists. Now there have been times during the history of man when a single man has come to power and been so evil that men have been swept away believing he was the antichrist. This was true of Mussolini, of Hitler, of Stalin, of Khrushchev, of Castro, of Henry Kissinger, U.S. Secretary of State under President Nixon, of the Ayatollah Khomeini, and of Saddam Hussein, and many others. All of these men have been pegged at one time or another, have been labeled at one time or another as being the Antichrist. Yet we know that that has not been true. John is telling the Christians that already there are many antichrists. John also then in verse 18 refers to the fact that they are in the last times. These are the same last times that were prophesied of by the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 2 and verse 2. "Now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow to it." This was to occur in the last days, and it did, as it is recorded in Acts chapter 2, beginning in verse 16. "This is what was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh." We are now in these last days. It doesn't mean that the end of the world is imminent, but it does mean that we are living in the last dispensation. We were not under the patriarchal times. We are not under the Mosaic times, but we are in the Christian dispensation under the law of Christ. For God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the world. We are in the Christian dispensation, the last time, under the law of Christ, and it is that law that will stand against us in judgment.